Fans of Harry Potter have taken in two movies in the last year. They can choose from four Harry Potter books, and they are waiting for J.K. Rowling to write another book. But for some people, that's not enough. NPR's Margo Adler reports that some fans are writing Harry Potter books of their own.
Would you like a story that tells how Harry Potter's parents died? How about a version of Harry Potter, but in the voice of Draco Malfoy, Harry's arch nemesis at the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry? Megan Morrison, who writes under the name of Arabella and lives in Maryland, is one of the women who runs the Sugar Quill, or sugarquill.net, a site devoted to Harry Potter fan fiction. She says there's no end to what you can imagine in J.K. Rowling's universe.
I mean, she herself has said that she has boxes and notebooks and folders filled with information that we'll never see in the books. And that just strikes everybody's imagination and gets their curiosity going, well, what is it? What happened in the past? What happened with Harry's parents, who we're never really going to meet? And what happened, you know, to Severus Snape to make him the way that he is? And you get curious like that, and you get a computer in front of you or a pen, and you're doomed.
Fan fiction generally takes a work that is in existence and imagines what happens in a missing moment or after the story ends or tells the same story from a different character's point of view. There are hundreds of sites devoted to fan fiction. You can find Lord of the Rings fiction, Star Wars fiction, even Jane Austen fan fiction. There are scores of sites devoted to Harry Potter. Some emphasize one particular character. Some sites take stories from everyone. But the women who run the Sugar Quill are picky. So many authors are writing stories, they only allow one submission day a month. Jenny Levine writes under the pen name Xenia.
We have over 1,000 stories archived on our website right now, and that's about 450 authors. Just as an example, last Friday, we had a submission day, and we got 127 new authors who submitted stories to us, and we could only accept about 40 of them.
To get on the site, a writer is paired with a beta reviewer or editor who does just that. Megan Morrison says she corrects spelling, grammar, punctuation, and works with the author on overwriting, use of narrative, length, and she comes down hard on certain issues.
Anytime that I feel that one of the characters is behaving in a way that's inconsistent with their characterization in the book, because it's fan fiction, so if you're a fan of the book, then you probably want to keep the characters in character. So I'll point it out, well, maybe I don't think that, you know, Hermione would talk like a valley girl from California, or that, you know, Ron would betray Harry, and, you know, in the end.
In the books, Ron and Hermione are Harry Potter's best friends. Sometimes young people and the average age of the writers who submit stories is about 17 are upset at having their stories dissected. But the beta reviewers at the Sugar Quill say that when young authors begin to accept criticism, their writing takes off. And improving people's writing is one of the missions of the site. In fact, after talking to five of the women at the Sugar Quill, it didn't seem surprising that four out of the five are librarians or teachers. And the term Sugar Quill, which is the name of one of the dozens of inventive candies that fill the Harry Potter saga, gets the same idea across.
It's one of Ron's favorite candies.
Ron says, really excellent Sugar Quills, which you can suck in class and just look like you're thinking what to write next. Which is sort of the idea. It's like, this is work, and we are writing, and we are improving, but it's so much fun that usually it doesn't feel like it.
Some stories are dark and tragic. For example, describing the death of Harry's parents by Voldemort, the arch-villain in the saga. Some stories are filled with whimsy or romance. Kathy McMillan, pen name Eleanor Ganji, reads part of a piece called Hermione's Fourth Year, in which Ron invites Hermione to his home during a vacation from Hogwarts.
Graceless as this invitation was, Hermione knew what it had cost him to extend it. She couldn't keep from smiling. Knowing that Ron was willing to put aside his jealousy made Hermione's heart sing, though she wondered if he would ever realize that he had nothing and no one to be jealous about. "Of course I'll come," said Hermione, and she could feel the heat rising in her face. She took a step closer to him, not believing what she was about to say. "You know, Ron," she said quietly, "just because I was the thing that Victor would miss the most, well, that doesn't mean he's the thing I would miss the most."
Do you actually think that that's where it's going to go? I mean, do you think that Ron and Hermione
yes.
are going to get together?
Yes, 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 and yes.
And that all of you do? All of you think that?
Yes.
And who yeah. do you think Harry's going to end up with? Do you think he's going to end up with Ginny?
Well, oh, don't lie, Meg, Ginny.
All these women have definite views on what the books are about. Again, Megan Morrison.
We have interpreted what we believe to be what's called canon, or the four books that exist in the Harry Potter series. And we think that J.K. Rowling intends certain things and intends a certain spirit for her books, and we try to keep our website and the stories that we post on our website as...
close.
Yeah, close. In line with the stories that she's writing. We want it to be a place where if she were to get online and look at it, which almost really frightens me, that she would be okay with that.
Well, she at least
that
wouldn't cringe.
Right. She wouldn't be terrified and frightened and think, oh no, what were they thinking?
And given all the disputes over copyright that have taken place around Harry Potter, you may wonder what J.K. Rowling thinks of fan fiction. In one forum, she said she was flattered, but no one at the Sugar Quill believes she's read any of the writing or that she should. Maureen Lipsett writes under the name of Moe.
It would probably interfere with the writing process she's doing now, so I wouldn't want her to read any of it.
Yeah, definitely not, actually.
Not until after book 7.
But first, they are waiting for book 5. In the meantime, they write and write and sometimes laugh at themselves.
We're total dorks. I mean, the fact that we're doing this on the radio is hilarious to me because this is sort of a secret obsession for a lot of people. You try not to tell.
Not for all of us.
Right, not for all of us. But I mean, for the most part, you're not like, yeah, I'm a Harry Potter fan, you know, when you're a grown-up with a job, because people think that's a little strange.
Except when you're walking down the street with your friends in their Gryffindor scarves, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's perfectly normal.
But they all say this whole process has made them better writers and given them the confidence to begin to write, dare we say it, their own original fiction. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.